this is Dave Kale. Welcome to this podcast where we're talking about business today. In a previous podcast, I mentioned that qualities of character in the CEO were a more important indicator of business success than the business model itself. And two questions popped up following that statement. First question is, Dave, why do you say that? And second question, okay, if that's true, then what qualities of character are most important to business success? So in this podcast, I'm going to respond to the first question, and I'll use the second to lay down a whole series of podcasts that follow. First, a disclaimer. This is just one person's point of view. This is not the result of some study that surveyed 10,000 business owners. Instead, it's the result of my personal anecdotal experience. Now, I've spoken to and with thousands of business executives in the U.S. and 10 other countries, and personally and contractually work with over 500 of them. I have, I believe, achieved a breadth of experience in the world of business that, coupled with a touch of wisdom, has a validity on its own. But now, with that disclaimer behind us, let's tackle the subject. First, for those of you who may never have thought this way, let's create a common definition of character and qualities of character as they relate to the world of business. The Oxford Dictionary defines character as the mental and moral qualities distinctive to an individual. So simply put, it's the way that we generally act. So we can be known, for example, as industrious, or we can be known as lazy. So those two words, industrious or lazy, describe certain traits or qualities of our character. People see us act consistently with those qualities. So we can be counted on to act in harmony with those qualities. If we are known as industrious or lazy, it's because we have acted that way repeatedly. Now, those who know us expect us to act that way. Character ultimately expresses itself through our actions. So our character, then, is the combination of all the qualities or traits that we have developed over time. The individual traits are what we call qualities of character, while the composite of all those individual traits is what we call our character. So our character is made up of individual qualities of character. Now notice a couple things. First, our qualities of character are both reflections on what we have done in the past as well as predictors of our future behavior. In other words, they're habits. The reason people think we are lazy is because we have acted that way in the past. And now those around can predict that we will act that way in the future. See, laziness is a habit. Typically, it's a habit which has so ingrained itself into our routines that we don't even think about it. We just act that way kind of mindlessly. So that's first. Second, since our qualities of character are habits of action, they, more than anything else, determine our path in life and our success or our lack of it in business. It is the rule of how the universe works that actions create reactions. We jump into a pool of water and we create waves. So that's an action and a reaction. We are polite to another person and he or she then thinks more highly of us. That's an action and a reaction. We lie to a customer and he or she stops doing business with us. That's an action and a reaction. See, on and on it goes. Our actions cause reactions. Now, since character traits are habits of actions, they generally produce the same reactions over and over again in every situation that we find ourselves for the balance of our lives and for the extension of our businesses. Now, I've seen this over and over in all kinds of situations, too many times to even doubt it. In my career as a sort of a sales authority, I've interviewed literally hundreds of prospective salespeople on behalf of my clients. And over time, I've learned that unsuccessful people will probably be unsuccessful in the future, no matter what changes in their circumstances. Successful people will likely continue to be successful, no matter what the external circumstances are. So hire an unsuccessful person for a sales territory and he or she will find a way to be unsuccessful. hire a successful person for the same territory, and the results will be outstanding. See, it's action-reaction. The difference is the character of the person. Now, we're all familiar with the common story of the person who wins big in the lottery. Their external circumstances change big time. However, the most likely scenario is 4 or 5 years later, they're bankrupt and have lost their marriages and often their families. Why? Well, they didn't have the character. They didn't have the character it took to deal with a sudden expansion of their wealth. Now, I've seen this in people groups as well as individuals. Some people groups are known for their positive character traits. They're, you know, industrious, hardworking, self-motivated. And these people groups continue to rise up regardless of the circumstances and become successful. Other people groups have the opposite traits. They blame others for their circumstances. They're given to self-indulgence, substance abuse, and promiscuity. Their results are in sync with their character. It's action-reaction. On an even larger scale, entire nations develop trajectories based on the character of their inhabitants. Now, as our country, the U.S. slides more towards socialism, for example, that inevitably impacts the quality of the citizen's character. As the government extends its power over more and more of its citizens' lives, those citizens eventually lose their sense of personal responsibility. The qualities of character that contributed to America's ascendancy are gradually eroding, being replaced by dependency and entitlement. Inevitably, that decline in the country's character will lead to a decline in our influence and prosperity. See, it's action and reaction. Now, character traits develop. Now, we're all born with tendencies towards certain habits. And at some point, however, we make a choice, a decision based on free will, to do or not do something, to think or not think a certain way. That choice leads to an action. Later, in another set of circumstances, we make a similar choice. Actions repeated turn into habits. Habits are another name for character traits. So our character traits develop over time as the result of individual choices we make or think or act in certain ways. So it works like this. Our thoughts lead to our actions. Our actions, repeated, turn into habits. Habits harden into character traits. Character determines our destiny. Since we can choose our thoughts, we can choose our qualities of character, and we can choose our destiny. Now, one of the fundamental steps in that process is to first describe those traits that we want to develop. Over the next series of podcasts, I'll be describing those character traits that I have come to learn have a positive impact on business success. There are certain traits that great business leaders have. And in the series of podcasts that follow, I'm going to be identifying and articulating those. Okay, that's it. Bye-bye.